Hey, this is Russ Baton. Great. We're playing a very special game today, a historical, overlooked wonder of role-playing games. This is one of Gary Gygax's masterpieces that's sadly been overlooked by the Philistine gaming community. But we're going to put it, we're going to change that. We're going to
bring about a renaissance. Your announcer voice dropped out really quick this time.
I know. I'm just so overwhelmed by the awesomeness of this game. Like, you guys are going to love it. It's called Cyborg Commando.
Oh my God, and we're going off on guard tonight.
Yeah.
It's anything like Bionic Commando?
All right, so it's even better. It's even better.
Well, must be good. You're kind of failed tonight.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trembling. I can't believe I found an entire box set. It was only $10. Weird. Anyways, in the year 2035, Earth is attacked by aliens. Hostile Xenoborgs, who selected our planet as the next addition to their galactic empire. Mere days, man's conventional forces are destroyed, and Earth is overrun by alien troops. Now Earth's only hope lies with the Cyborg Commando Force, CCF. Cadre of super soldiers who are part human, part machine. State-of-the-art defenses and built-in weaponry, the CC. May yet be a match for the invaders, but time is running short. First off, I've given you all character sheets.
Hold on for a second. Is this the Gary Gygax version of the Exterminators?
It's better. It's more like his vision of the Terminator, plus aliens, plus RoboCop, plus everything that is good.
Isn't that kind of adding too much?
Well, we'll find out.
There's no such thing as too much here, Tom.
All right.
When was this printed, though, by the way?
1987.
So it was 1980.
Oh my God, that's the year I started gaming.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Look what you've been missing all this time.
Yeah, I guess so.
So first off, number one, start. You must describe your character, the human, that is, not the combined human-machine cyborg he or she will become. You will use numbers to measure and define the stats and qualities to make up this imaginary person. The most important aspects of the character are stats and skills. Other details will be left to your choice. These include your character's physical appearance, historical background, blah, 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 blah. So, first off, you get to select stats. You start with 60 points. Let's see here. And so you must use 20 to 50 of them for stats. The stat points will be divided into three separate stat scores: mental, neural, and physical.
Wait a minute.
Wouldn't mental and neural be the same
mental,
thing?
Mental represents intelligence, and neural represents physical agility and speed of action.
What?
Yes, and physical represents brute strength. So for males, they start with 10 mental, 10 neural, and 15 physical, while female characters start with 10 mental, 15 neural, and 10 physical.
Oh. And is that capacity or integrity or recovery?
That is your stat. Select your stats now. Divide the points you would have to use between three stats. You must align to that. So first off, we are going to be ignoring psychogenics and psychocrons, so you don't have to worry about that right now.
Thank God. Yeah, that's a little bit.
It's just basic character.
Yeah, because that system's inherently broken.
Gygax.
Hey.
So no psychocrons.
Not speak ill of Saint Gary.
Exactly. So perform the calculations based on the two skills.
And dragons
place the remaining SP into skills. So remember, your skill lists are dynamic skills, static skills. So we'll get into that in a little bit. So okay. Don't forget your Mad Mac, which is your computer provided with your character's new body, providing various benefits into strategy and tactics, unarmed combat, communications, energy sciences, and law enforcement.
Okay.
So,
hey, Ross.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I think I heard about 10.
All right. So okay. Yeah. We haven't gone through defense values yet. There's laser, impact, thermal, electromagnetic, and sonic. So
sonic in it.
Yes, we'll get into that in a little bit. All right, so
how many points did we get again?
Are you male or female? 10, that's 10, really 10. Important.
Well, male.
All right.
But
so
I am going very fast. 10
mental,
so kind of
10 neural, and 15 physical to start with, and then you have 60 points, and you must use between 20 and 50 of them on stats. So we'll get into the other thing. So we'll stop the recording now. Well, first off, though, what are your initial character concepts now? Male, so everybody's going to be male? Or
I'm taking a female. So.
You're taking a female, all right. Anybody
gender
else?
Balance, though. Gender
yeah, dude, God.
All right, you want that neuro bonus.
He does want to be fast. He wants to be able to shoot everybody really, really quick.
All right.
I'm German, too.
Okay, of course. That's a shocker. So
what?
All right. Well, we'll stop the recording now so we can get into the nitty-gritty so you can pick your dynamic and static skills. Remember, static skills can include arts and languages, sciences, and law, which includes law enforcement, law, borderline,
and law,
and law criminal activities.
Sorry, it had to be done.
I know. So we'll pause the recording right now, and then we'll get back with after characters are done, and we'll have Operation Bifrost.
Oh, Christ.
So, yeah.
Is it Beer Frost?
No, sorry. I know I mispronounced that earlier, but it is Bifrost. Bifrost. So
oh, man.
We'll be right. All right, so that was a quick hour and a half of character creation. I know you guys all love this system. Now.
The fucking math.
No, it's fine. Look, if you looked at the probability
system. It could have been worse. It could have involved fourth derivatives.
It could have.
And hey, we were lucky that Bill brought his
I know those English to metric conversions were seemed a little unnecessary, but
I know.
There was a whole chapter
I was not expecting
about
trig.
That.
I really was not expecting the trig.
Who do you have to acquire a graphing calculator?
All right. Before we continue. Let's make sure. Yeah, they're recording there. So let's start with the mission briefing. So you're all commandos, cyborg commandos.
Oh, wait, shouldn't we introduce our characters first?
Oh yeah, go ahead. Introduce your characters.
Well, I decided to make Francis the fabulous fabricated foppish florist.
Okay.
Wow. Imagine that.
Yeah, I'm giving you a minus 10 PowerPoint unit. Penalty for that alliteration.
But he's fabulous. Come on.
All right, that's enough character introduction for all of us, Ross. You say?
All right. So you're all cyborg commandos, Bill? The cyborg commando force. And you're under the command of Colonel Marks, the office of Colonel Marks, the officer who was soon to arrive to give you your mission briefing. Has no windows. The office has no windows. This is hardly surprising since it's located almost 20 meters underground in the secret complex between New Bedford, Massachusetts.
Of course, it wouldn't have any windows.
a video screen is in one wall, apparently dialed to a remote pickup in the harbor, displays a view of the marine life. You stand, of course, since the chairs provided for the rare visitors are unsuitable for the huge and heavy frames of cyborg commando operatives. There's trademarked right there where it says cyborg commando. As though if you've already received a wealth of detail via Mad Mac, remember that's a computer in your brain. Marx practices the traditional method of outlining mission objective. Personally, the door slides open and Marks briskly strides into the office. Although you've never met him, you recognize him immediately. Tales of his meek appearance and small stature, less than 1.7 meters.
What's that in feet?
I don't have that chapter open right now. All right, we'll talk.
Well, is it in the other book?
It's five in the two. Other. Yeah, if you want to look in the two. Manual.
I really don't.
Okay, Jesus, Tom.
Yeah, I really don't want to look.
Don't drop the CCF manual.
It is a rare collectible.
Are nearly as widespread as the stories of his bravery in combat, amazing endurance, and remarkable mind. He avoids photographers, preferring to keep his appearance as unremarkable and unknown as possible. Don't salute, you might break something, quips Marks, crossing to the large map that hangs on the wall. Good morning, folks. Have you received your mission data? You nod, and he does likewise.
Ross.
Wait a minute.
The voice totally changed. Like the greeting was all gruff, and the second I was, hi, everyone, hi. Like, can you commit to a voice?
You nod, and he does likewise. A familiar pattern so far.
It is Mad Max.
I don't nod. No.
Higher agency.
No. Yes. Not.
No. Okay, then.
I'm not going to
there's
nod this
the, here's the story. The farm and building plans you have in your Max are inaccurate, but they're the best we can do, and the location is in Southeast Virginia. Should ring a bell to some of you. That same installation.
Farm plans?
Sawtown and
wait, are we going in for a fracking issue?
Got together back in 2019. Remember your CCF history? Jack Wingate met fame and fortune near that complex in 24, and Miss Dutrick's bodies were made there in 27.
Info dump anyone?
And of course, you would know that Sawtell and Coteau split up and left the installation in 29.
Ross.
What?
It sounds great and everything, but
yeah, there's
really,
two more columns of text.
I really don't want to hear
two
it.
Two more columns?
There's actually, we're not even done with the first
oh
column.
Oh my god.
On the record, two eggheads went their separate ways
this
and rejoined
really
the private sector. Actually, saw it. Come on, guys. I have a lot of fucking reading. There's a lot to get through here.
You aren't creating this. Can we just bypass Gygax and get on with it?
Hey, I went back to Florida and became a priest of a fundamentalist church. Surprise number one! That Southern preacher is or was a cyborg! The CCF technique, you bet you didn't expect that, did you? He was a fucking cyborg. Yeah, that's right. CCF technicians left out most of the defenses and attack modes and managed to pack in a standard brain's capsule into a mechanical body, identical to his organic
okay,
one.
Ross.
What?
Is there more to this?
I just got to the top of column two. It's a three-column
Oh, Oh, God!
On the first page.
On the first page of the
machine.
How many pages are there?
Well, this module is like 48 pages. So.
But, and the introduction goes for like five?
No, there's maps. So, like, the brief
is Oh, good.
How long until we can do something?
Well, just let me read two more columns of text, and then you can ask questions. And then you can go into Sector White.
Are you sure that we're going to be able to ask the questions, or will our Mad Nets be able to tell us everything?
No, Mad Max. M-A-D-M-A-C. It's very clear in your character.
Two men enter, one man.
Half Steve yeah. Jobs.
So, oh, I mean, you okay. only have to get from yellow, white to
and
yellow.
Only a quarter of yellow.
In the Williamsburg Tunnel.
Okay, hey, this is all sounding very good, but could I maybe just throw in a suggestion here?
Oh, sure. Do you want more?
No. How about this?
Instead, we can get into the mitochondria.
Okay, so we're underground, right?
Yeah.
So maybe perhaps instead of this long, you know, briefing, we could have...
This is written by...
I'm just thinking about... It's good, okay. But maybe, you know, instead of all this, you know, this briefing, this Reader's Digest worth of briefing, maybe we could have, I don't know... alien techno zombies coming right in, kicking in the front door, and we have to gun them down because they're coming right for us.
What?
That's right, yeah. Okay, Nephorites. Nephorites are breaking down the fucking door as we speak.
What the hell is it?
Who are Nephorites? Nephorites, they're horrible things from space. Okay, look. We're playing Mutant Chronicles now because I've fucking had this. Now, they're kicking down the door.
The door is fucking kicked down.
Grab your gun and start doing shit.
What? No!
Nephorites are coming in the room right now.
Cyborg Commando, like, there are no techno zombies.
There's no time for briefing.
No techno zombies in Cyborg Commando.
There isn't in Mutant Chronicles, and I say that's what we're playing right now.
What?
Okay, everyone. Nephorites are just kicking in the door. Okay, Nephorites, get in the door. Kick the door. There's comment. Comment right now. Who's got a gun? Who wants to shoot guns?
I'll shoot a gun.
Okay, we got two.
I don't want to shoot guns.
I don't want to shoot guns.
You traitors! I can't believe you rolled seven. Oh, what do you see? Like,
you want a guy in body armor?
He beat you. Oh, look.
I want a body armor that can actually tank a tank.
Your shoulder pads aren't big enough.
No, I need bigger shoulder pads.
You should have thought of that.
Ask for St. Lightville.
Did anyone have...
See? Now who wants to be the Fabulous Fox?
Fine. Who, like, all right, who actually...
You're going to play some 90s grim, dark piece of...
It is grim, dark, but you know what's better about it?
Rip off!
There's no Reader's Digest briefing. It says there's fucking mutants kicking in the door. Gun him down or die. He's already dead. Unless...
What?
Yeah.
Wait, I've got a heal ability.
Yeah, so Bill, you already get...
Yeah, here, look.
You know, you're playing...
You've got a heal ability right
here.
Bill, keep playing Cyborg Commando, and I'll give you 20 extra power units.
They are huge.
Well, I don't believe you. Are your shoulder pads big?
My shoulder pads are fucking huge. My shoulder pads go from leather...
You don't know anything about
you. I believe. You can do something.
What's your neural trait? What are your physical traits? You don't know.
Roll a dice.
I rolled two. Fuck yeah.
What are your shoulder pads? You fucking killed him!
Yeah!
Fuck yeah!
Now we're talking!
No, right. Look, I'll give you guys 20 extra points of electromagnetic resistance.
I'll give you 20 extra points of killing mutants! How about that?
No, there are no mutants! These
Who
are cyborgs!
Who is the same one? Everyone
wait, 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 so we're cyborgs out of electromagnetic
resistance?
You're all
right.
No,
you built us! Oh, no! You have a
system, isn't it? Are pretty cool, but you know what else is cool? Zeppelins!
What?
Zeppelins over the Ozark Mountains.
We're underground.
Our lords, no, you're the Ozarks.
What is
that? You all wake up from your shared meth dream to see Zeppelins overhead.
Oh, no, fucking America.
Invading the Ozarks. They're trying to become the air lords
of the Ozarks. At least that's the right decade.
Fuck, are we in...
Everyone like knows
Civil War? Yes.
Cyborgs don't dream. We couldn't be on a meth hotline.
Zeppelins.
Look, do you have diagrams of inboard lasers?
Okay.
I have diagrams of mutants that need killing.
Stuff, what?
No, Zeppelins. Like the Goodyear blimp. Like modern
Zeppelins. I know. I'm just asking, what's my gear? What am I doing?
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, my God. How can Zeppelins be cooler than mutants?
And so you're post the apocalypse of World War III.
Post the apocalypse?
Yes, post apocalyptic. I was just trying to explain. I was using my words, Tom.
Were they?
He is using.
You know
his
what?
Words.
There are no techno zombies. Techno zombies are so dumb.
Exactly. Like, no techno zombies.
You know what else is dumb? Really long, stupid briefings.
Hard post apocalyptic sci-fi with zeppelins in the Ozarks.
So if I wanted to build a zeppelin onto a tank and just have a flying tank zeppelin,
you had a big enough zeppelin. Roll for a big enough zeppelin.
Actually, does the zeppelin
have... Success!
Yes!
Right, giant shoulder pads help you pilot a zeppelin.
They can.
All right, maybe we're getting somewhere here.
All right. Well, these Zeppelins,
no, you're underground. Karl Marx is breaking you.
Zeppelin. Well, I would say this.
You're
is
a psychic.
Does the Zeppelin actually have a hillbilly biplane core that goes with this as well?
Maybe.
Okay, I want to be able to power
that. You have
that
a battery
core
to power your
roll right in. Ball numbers going down.
All right.
You know, mutants could be here too, you know. We could have mutants in other Zeppelins,
no,
right?
We'll think about that later.
Mutants would totally destroy you.
Here, let me just read you this box text.
Do you even know the life cycle of the
Zeppelin? Oh, God, here we go.
How big is the box text before you read it?
Yeah, how big?
Well, this only has two columns per page, so it's already like 50% better than
that. How many pages?
How many pages of box text do we
have? Just about a page. Actually, not quite a page. Just one column.
Oh, okay.
Two columns.
Oh, thank Christ.
Hey, I'm on board with that.
All right.
You're not going to know anything.
The first report that something was wrong in the Ozarks began filtering into Memphis in late January.
Wait, now you're in Memphis. Wow.
And many small towns and villages have been isolated by snow and, worse, by hungry marauder bands. But some stories spoke of strange invaders who rounded up the inhabitants of the villages, shot many, and marched the rest away at gunpoint. The invaders, if someone wants to break out the Ken Burns music, that might work really well.
We can't, it's next copyrighted.
Look, it was said again and again.
Colonel Marsh, Colonel Marsh will give you additional briefing on the life cycle of the XL. In the course of normal life,
proto
cells do not provide, do not divide, they can only grow into.
I will increase your shoulder pad size by 50% or more.
That's more shoulder pad than man.
That's what you need to defeat the mutants.
Arkansas, when they heard machine gun fire coming from the town. On investigating,
I'm sorry, I missed the first part.
Do you have lasers? Are you even resistant to sonic weapons in this game? Can you even measure that in this game? You can't even measure.
Are there hyper corporations? Because there have to be. Are there hyper corporations?
Not in the grimdark post-apocalypse.
Ha!
What kind of apocalypse?
2000 Ozarks.
Well, what kind of apocalypse doesn't have hyper corps?
Say we're in Memphis.
But the thing is, right now.
Dan, you're the same person. You know what's going on. You know that you want to hear about the telocell.
Okay, hold on. Yeah. Let me clarify.
Shoulder pads.
Let me clarify some things. I might be able to fix this.
Do you know what the meiotic period of a telocell is?
I do not.
It's
Ross,
2 hours.
Ross.
About.
Ross.
Yeah.
Let me fix this.
Okay.
I can fix this.
You can't? All right.
Let's hear it.
Would you like to know what a Razite is?
So,
it's a monster, see?
So far we've got cyborgs, mutants, and Zeppelins.
Yeah.
Well, we really only need one of those things. I think it's clear.
Obviously what we're missing is an element of magic to this whole thing. Techno magic indeed.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, Christ.
I've got errands.
Wait a minute.
I got it.
Like, shut up, Alden boy.
What do you mean? What are you suggesting? So what kind of magic?
Well, we just ran through an hour and a half of Cyborg Commando character creation.
Yeah.
All right? Guys, I've been trying to get us to play this game for years, and if you're willing to sit through that, then I think that we can just roll out some pre-gens from Anima and just roll with that.
Because, hey, Bill, I think he just hijacked
Wait, are you
you
talking about Final Fantasy, the role-playing game?
No, that's a 1,000-page PDF that's lost somewhere on the internet. I'm talking about Anima.
Which is
the one that Square Enix can't technically sue over.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. But seriously, so here's the hierarchy of New America.
I've got Zeppelins.
You've got Zeppelins?
I've got Zeppelins.
Are they in the Ozarks? No, wait, never mind. No, tell us. No.
Are they powered by flaming fairy
dust? Xenoborgs!
No, seriously, guys. You've got an airship, all right? The High Imperial Inquisitor has gathered you all up for your supernatural abilities to find and root out heretics. We have to save the new empire because the new continent has been discovered and all sorts of warlockery is going on.
Ross already did it.
What?
Would you like to hear about
He's changed the adventure.
Can I still play an Elvis impersonator?
How about the San Francisco Knights?
Reminiscent of Orwell's news. I'm sorry?
No, it wouldn't be Elvis. It would be like more like an elfish impersonator.
Okay, how about played an elfish impersonator before.
The aliens have invaded the California primary base, home of the elite group of cyborg commandos
citizens
known as the San Francisco Knights, were destroying the attack. You must gather your resources to activate a new base on the rugged California coast.
But I'm letting Andy find out. Isn't that great?
Yeah, but it's not really Zeppelin on fairy dust.
It must be approved by an NA board, and rights can be arbitrarily suspended or modified by New American
Scrap screaming legionaries are an undead army that are also mutants.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Mike, come on!
Come on!
The Imperial Church has already established this, Bill. You guys are on an airship. You're going to the new continent. You're going to find some warlocks and heretics. You're going to bring the light of religion to the uneducated masses.
That's what the Brotherhood does, which you can do in Mutant Chronicles.
No, seriously. Someone needs to get on board. I know I've got some pre-gens. The summoner pre-gen's not done yet. I need someone that's willing to stat out some monster summons, and by God, somebody...
Well, you don't have them
okay,
all
okay,
yet?
I'll stat those out.
All right, and if you name them after Final Fantasy summons, I will fucking...
I'll name them Xenoblade.
What about Kingdom Hearts summons? Work
on that. Kill him!
You don't have the guts.
See, you forfeit your right to GM when you try to murder players, I think. Anyway.
But
well,
David, never stop you.
David, well, yeah, in
players.
Game.
No, I'm talking out of game. I mean, we all remember the Cleaver incident, right?
I blacked out. I don't remember it that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
that was
for
a
your Cody interrogation results, you need to generate a random number between 1 and 15.
7?
Xenoborg.
Beetleborgs?
No, they're better. If you like Beetleborgs, they can be called. They're beetle-like ones. See, look.
Ooh.
Huh?
You get, wait a minute.
Look at the armor on this Praetorian Stalker. That's how you do it. And the shoulder pads don't even have to be huge.
You know what? Wait.
They are
truly.
What?
Wait.
All right.
Wait just a damn
minute. David's seen a light of reason. He clearly wants to get.
Yeah, I have. I really have.
New Chronicles.
The more that I hear, okay, we've got cyborgs, mutants. Zeppelins.
In space.
Technomagic. So we've got technomagical cyborg mutant zeppelins. But the one thing that I hear that's
directed
the common
by Michael
thread,
Bay.
Yes.
You directed, shut up.
Oh, God.
The one common thread I hear through all of this is you're fighting a horde of something. I'm thinking we can do Seven Samurai, and I've got it statted up right here in this lovely book. The Drow War.
Oh, there we go.
Hear me out.
No.
Hear me out. You got to talk. It's my turn. Give me just a minute.
Yeah,
no,
we're doing with racist elves.
60 seconds to
Kurosawa.
It's all down to shouting.
No, shout some more. Yes, but, and it's not racist, it's sexist. Get it right. Inverse
sexist.
They
don't like other races.
Here, I'll let you play.
They don't like themselves.
Cyber
but,
commandos
okay.
From Up Film and
Here's
Eleven.
You guys
can start with the Zeppelin.
Epic level D&D. All we have to do is just stat out the 30th level characters, and it's going to basically be 7 samurai. I've got stats here for an army of orcs. It says here 4,000 orcs.
Orcs are lame.
That sounds fun, spending 3 hours hacking through thousands of
orcs.
And also the 2 hours to create an epic level character.
Thousands of level one.
Orcs are the prison bitches of monsters.
Look, you could be Tammy Lee Washington, the advanced version. She has... unarmed combat.
Look at this drum-fed rocket launcher.
Would you be okay with it
but
if it was
that's not in,
instead of
that,
orcs?
I mean,
because they do have stats here from
the
slightly higher level.
That.
One.
Do they have
I mean, look at this. There's stats for Carla the Succubus. She's level 9.
And look at this.
And then I've got
so
stats
an entire
for
page
Angela,
of miniguns.
Who's a demon class?
They also
an entire page of
miniguns.
You can put those in the gondola.
Come on, you see the light. You get to be a cyborg. That's scientifically plausible.
Get back
plausible.
To me,
like, whoa, nice shooting, guys. Okay, you know what?
Ghostbusters.
I've heard a lot of weirdly weird ideas right now that are seeming too disparate to come together. I mean,
I haven't
cyborgs,
even gotten into the Book of Erotic Fantasy yet. It's over here.
And you know, and you can keep that over there for the moment. But we're going to go with this. Cyborgs.
Oh, God.
It's like mutant pauldrons. That's like the airship hillbillies.
Shoulder pads.
That's like Might and Magic. That is not trademarked Final Fantasy. And the race war against orcs and dark elves. But the thing is, everything is so chaotic right now that I'm convinced that you're trapped within your own madness, which means that we're really playing Fate's Worse Than Death, the dystopian of the 2080s in Manhattan. And
have you looked at the character creation rules?
You know, well, we're going to do this right now, because as you're going to find out, you all wake up in an underground needler lab, which is... That's like drug-related.
No,
gang.
I'd be a needle punk.
That's like needle punks. Whatever.
Yeah.
They under
is
right now. Where
Jack
you have been?
Ross is telling you about your game.
So hey, I only learned about it yesterday.
Right back to Cyborg Command.
Yeah. You know what? It's like we're
he's
gonna,
got
we'll see
out.
About
okay.
This right
here's
now. But where you guys
space.
Actually
oh
end
God.
Up is you're taking. That's like you end up waking up in the middle of Manhattan under the that's like needlers when you're rescued by the Church of Colin, a mysterious that's like background figure. figure who you have never heard of, but they are all Collins.
Wow.
They are a collective of psychic
Collins. What is their position on Xenoborgs?
Playing this game does sound like a fake Church of Collins.
They're Xenoborgs. They want to conquer mankind.
Let's get back to draw war.
What thing you want
to
actually take about the Church of Collins would find out is actually a Church of Collins.
Silence!
All right. You passed the test. You've seen through the truth. This is all a test.
What?
Wait a minute. I think I see.
You've all been playing Rifts all along.
Oh! Fuck you!
You win now. The dragon spell ends. You're a juicer. You're a city rat. You're a cyber duck. And you're a vagrant. No, wait. A vagabond. Yeah, you're a
wait
vagrant.
Wait a minute.
You can eyeball a fella.
No. Kill the DM. Drink his blood.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh,
get the cleaver.
A selection of readings from role-playing games. First off, I will be reading from Phoenix Command, Small Arms Combat.
The title of our first selection is Phoenix Command, and will be read by Ross Payton.
Example. Axley fires a... A-X-L-Y. Axley fires a Spaz 12 shotgun at an opponent who is partially behind blocking cover 15 hexes away. The EAL for shotgun firing buckshot is aim time ALM equals negative 6, aim time 2 AC, range ALM equals 13, range 15 hexes, table 4A, target size ALM 7, larger of the target size ALM of 0 or SALM of 7. Final EAL. Yeah, well, we're not going to get into
We don't have all night.
We don't have. I know SLLM is shotgun ALM. So the final EAL is 14. Entering the single shot odds table, 4G, with this EAL gives the odds of hitting... odds of hitting of 27. Axel rolls a 23 and hits with the shotgun's pattern. The BPHC is asterisk 2, so actually hits the opponent with 2 pellets. Unfortunately, the opponent is also hiding behind a hostage. Since the pattern radius, PR, is 0.2 hexes, the hostage is also in the shotgun's pattern, and actually also hits the hostage with 2 pellets. Yeah. In the preceding example, Axley hits the hostage with 2 pellets. If he rolls a 0-7 for his hit location roll, he hits the hostage in the shoulder glance with the first pellet. At range 15, the Spaz 12 has SALM of 7 and HLS of 19 using the SLIM 6 entry. This means the second pellet must hit between a hit location of 7, 219, or 0-0 to 7, plus 19, or 26. The second hit would then be rolled within this spacing and will result in a hit from the head to the upper body.
Okay, Ross, I hate to say this, but I don't think any of us have taken the applied physics course prerequisite that we need to play this game.
Well, no, the vectors are sound.
Yeah, there's rules for arc of fire, so aside from shotgun spread.
You know,
so, yeah.
I could see making a decent auto-calculating spreadsheet from this that we could each run.
Yeah, for a video game, it's probably not too hard, but for people, what the fuck?
Well,
anyway.
You could throw it in a PDF and just punch
thank
in
you,
the
Ross.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ross.
Yeah, let's move on.
PDA.
Okay.
Like a...
I will be reading a selection from the Mutant Chronicles. Mine will be much shorter, but just every word that seemed to come out of this little brief paragraph just...
Sparkled.
Yeah, here we go. This is apparently they're doing this in the form of a final, will and testament of some Brotherhood Dude.
Brotherhood Dude.
Describing the path.
The last words of Brotherhood Dude.
Well, it doesn't have a name.
All right.
But basically, this is him describing the history of the solar system.
All right.
This is one of the... Let's see. Our most devoted disciples, Bauhaus, followed shortly after, and even before...
Bauhaus.
Yes. And before they... followed shortly after, and even before they were established on Luna, their proud home builders... handpicked from the ancient families of admirals and counts, began to clear the mighty jungles of Venus and raise the foundations of Heimberg, the home of hope. With the matchless craftsmanship of Bauhaus, they erected the second cathedral to be home of Cardinal Toth, and in its mighty garnet walls, the second chronicle was carved.
Bauhaus.
Just... I'm immersed in this world.
Why do you think you see?
Sounds like a rapping dynasty.
It's like
space.
You know, seen into another reality. It's
I actually, to be honest, the one
should have sent a poet.
Yeah, it's just the one that really got me is the jungles of Venus. Like, I don't think that's what Venus is like.
Really, it's that not the shoulder pads they gave you?
Well,
the pauldrons.
Well, that selection has said nothing about pauldrons.
And they're just everywhere.
Yet.
Yes. All right, so anyways.
From Cyborg Commando, official...
The campaign book?
Yes. The campaign book, Book of Xenobiology, Chapter the First. Xenobiology, or xenotomy, the study of strange structures, in this case, extraterrestrial. The key to understanding Xenoborg development, abilities, and habits is understanding their cells. Xenoborgs are not organisms per se, as they have no organs. Their cells are hereafter referred to as X-cells. General notes.
Protein.
An X-cell is protein-based, composed entirely of elements found on Earth, in proportions remarkably similar to those in the Terran cell, including the water content. The outer surface is smooth, without cilia or flagella. The cell functions in much the same way as the cell of a Terran life form does, taking in nourishment and expelling waste. Although an X-cell is amoeboid, capable of moving and eating by extending pseudopods, it always returns to its natural form when not involved in such pursuits. Every X-cell has one of two basic forms. The immature version, protocell, from the Greek proto, meaning first, has an elongated diamond shape, see figure 1. As the protocell grows, it changes in shape, becoming a regular pentagon, see figure 2. This mature X-cell, telocell, from the Greek telo or telio, meaning end, retains this form thereafter. X-cells are easily visible to the naked human eye. The protocell is about 2 centimeters, 1.6 inches long, and about 1.35 centimeters, 0.53 inches wide. Each side of a telocell is about 2.3 centimeters, 0.19 inches long, or 3.5 centimeters, 1.38 inches across 2 points.
Are these like giant commandos?
An X cell is fairly acidic, having a pH value of 3.5, 7 being neutrality. Its normal temperature is about 45 degrees Celsius, 113 degrees Fahrenheit. But it's quite pale. What?
Let me see.
Paleocellothermic. I think so.
Yeah.
Paleocellothermic. Yeah, that's a word.
That's it.
Able to acclimate itself to a temperature plus or minus 33% of normal, or from about 25 degrees to 65 degrees Celsius, 77 to 149 degrees Fahrenheit. Note that this is actual cell temperature. An unprotected xenoborg can function well within a wider range. Estimated 15 to 80 degrees Celsius, or 59 to 176 degrees Fahrenheit. Temperature regulation is accomplished by air and or water intake, circulation, and emission. With protective gear, the lower range can be considerably extended, down to about negative 30 degrees Celsius, negative 22 degrees Fahrenheit. Xenoborgs are quite sensitive to cold. In an environment below negative 29 degrees Celsius, negative 20 degrees Fahrenheit, an unprotected xenoborg takes 1 point of fixed damage per phase for each 5 degrees below that temperature. Opponents attack forms using extremely cold substances, such as liquid nitrogen, may inflict either fixed or standard D10X damage to xenoborgs.
Alright, I just want to call everyone's attention to the side of the Cyborg Commando box, where it specifically says for 3 or more players ages 10 and up. So, 10-year-old people, kids, I'm sure they dig that shit.
Paleocellothermic.
Yes.
Paleocellothermic.
Proto.
Let me spell that out for you. That's P the axe ligature. O-C-I-L-O-T-H-E-R-M-I-C.
Wow. And scene.
All right. So
I win!
I could have read more examples. I was.
I could have read more of that history.
Yeah. That was half of a column.
Yeah. All right. Mutually assured destruction. All right. Fair enough.
The only way to win is not to play.
I have been perusing Fate's Worse Than Death.
But what game are you going to read from?
Fate's Worse Than Death.
Ha ha. So what I find hilarious throughout this whole thing is that it's pretty much a lot of Gygaxian tables and stat allocations for various things. I have no idea what it means.
Read us a thing.
Read us a thing.
A random thing. I'm discussing. I'm bringing this up so that when I do,
we have context. So we have context.
We got to have context.
Yes. So when you go to the appendices on page 445, you have an entire page that is glossary of game terms.
Oh, boy.
And so there are pretty standard things that are in there. And then you turn the page, and there's a couple more glossaries. An entire page for random building table, which features things from apartment, abandoned brownstone, to warehouse abandoned, and tables for commercial use or office space use.
I set the building on fire.
Well, it's not a strumpet table.
Yeah. But what is?
Table's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
But the two glossaries I skipped over, you know, it's about the same size of a page as the glossary of game terms. About two-thirds of it is glossary of tech terms, which is a bunch of really tech things. Here's the glossary of city slang. So you can get a feel for the tone of this game
goody.
After pages and pages.
Ross declared a few months ago that he was no longer rewarding racism.
That's me. Yeah. So Dan.
Biscuit. Adjective. Sexually attractive. Example. That guy's accent is biscuit.
It's not a thing.
Black.
Holy crap.
Adjective. A prefix used to denote anything which is illegal or below board, e.g., black market.
Okay.
Board, noun, a suffix used to denote something is unnatural or has been replaced by technology, e.g., skin boards wear armor all the time.
Okay.
City, comma, the. Now, the island of Manhattan.
Alright.
Death board, noun. 1. A bomb implant set to explode when the owner dies. 2. A person who has such an implant.
All right.
Downtown. Adjective. Southwards. Towards the area known as downtown. Street numbers decrease. Golem. Golem. A human body with a mental program instead of a human mind.
Okay.
Gutter punk. Noun. 1. A style that incorporates punk, tribal, and homeless elements. 2.
So basically dressing like the Olsen twins?
Yeah.
2.
After a bender.
A person wearing that style.
So the Olsen twins.
Hole, comma, the. Now, Central Park, a large condemned park in the middle of the city.
See also the Olsen twins?
You can condemn a park?
I condemn parks all the time.
Indy, now. A person with some source of income other than public assistance.
We're so indie.
Thanks, Obama.
One more.
Help.
What? What you got there?
Right there.
Madrigata. Madrigata.
Madrigata. Okay, yeah. One of those you hear it, never see it. Noun from Spanish. The time of day after midnight and before dawn.
That's common slang in the cyberpunk dystopian future.
In the grim future of Manhattan, okay. All is Madrigata.
All right.
Madrigata da vita, honey.
All right, we got...
Don't you know that I love you?
Noun, modification of a human, e.g. genetic mod. Pounder.
Programmatic fantasy.
A gang of homeless people that intimidate, bully, and rob other homeless people. Punky, now, alternative used to refer to an inferior or younger person. E.g., listen, Punky, you have a lot to learn about the city.
You gotta say that the right way. Listen, Punky, you've got a lot to learn about the city.
Skin, noun, a high-tech skin-tight armor. Street family.
They stole my skin!
Now, a large extended family of homeless people, often acting much like a gang. Street person. Now, a respectful term for someone who has no dependable legal habitation, a.k.a. the homeless.
Wow.
Unborn. Now, a person born in the U.S., on the streets, without a birth certificate, and unable to gain legal employment or public assistance.
Well, that certainly changed things for the pro-life movement.
Yeah. Uptown, adjective, northwards, street numbers increase. Well, noun, a person on public assistance, or one who lives a similar lifestyle with a similar income level. Wildern, now, a person who survived childhood on the streets alone.
All right.
And that is the glossary of city slang from Fates that. Worse Than Death.
Nice. City, what is this word? It's some weird, I don't understand. What is city? Is that some kind of, is that jargon? Is that something in the game that I'd have to read the game to understand?
Actually, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
You're going to, aren't you?
Oh, yes. God. Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen.
Let the shame spiral begin.
Oh, just wait for it.
Shun the non-believer!
Shun!
I have in my hand this lovely supplement called The Drow War. It's a D20 system published by Mongoose.
It's publishing. A campaign.
Oh. Book three of a campaign, as a matter of fact. This one is Book 3, The Darkest Hour, for 21st to 30th level characters.
Epic level D&D. Yeah, I collected some D&D. Horrible shit back in the day.
Well, Ross and Lyon is an epic level campaign.
I know. I was actually going to loot that for character, like, stat blocks, because...
Speaking of which...
Yeah.
Speaking of which, this is actually from a section on different factions that the player characters can run into for story hooks. They thought that this group would seem trustworthy enough for players to actually go in for them. And it's a faction known as the Aerial Demons of Heck. And if I may, I would like to read a little bit of their character description.
Okay.
And the unusual abilities of the leader of this particular group. This is the part you're supposed to read to the players upon encountering them to describe them at sight. The creatures before you resemble something out of the nightmares of a peasant who has spent all day at the fair drinking rough cider.
And doing meth.
They are clearly demons, for you recognize the species. One is a succubus, making no effort to disguise herself, while the others are a Merilith, a Hezru, and a Glabrezu. The Merilith juggles knives and whistles to herself. All the demons wear carnival motley. Their leader is not something you have seen before. He resembles a grotesque clown, with a stark white face and jagged teeth like a man-trap. When he walks, his limbs wobble as if filled with gas. This bizarre group is a band of renegade demons from a layer of hell called the Ragged Carnival. They owe allegiance to nobody and travel the various layers of their abyssal home, putting on shows and entertaining the lords of the pit. Their vehicle is an airship made from the skins of flayed souls which, being immortal, are not dead and still writhe in pain from the stitches. See the sidebar on Old Bloody. Now, here's the troop's leader loves nothing more than the tender flesh of children and makes no secret of his horrible appetites. He is a demon through and through and revels in demonstrating this. Although he has agreed to help the Alliance, he cannot stop himself from intimidating people and making side references to how he wants to, quote, gobble them all up.
Because do they all float down here?
They all float down here.
That's what I'm getting.
And just, I was looking through abilities and I saw...
Are they vulnerable to magnets? Is that their weakness?
Let's see. He's indestructible, regeneration 5, resistance to cold 10, electrical damage 10, and sonic 10, spell resistance 32. So, pretty much. I think magnets might work. It doesn't say anything against them. Although, wait. His damage reduction 15, cold, iron, and good. So if that's a cold iron magnet, sure. You'll
How the fuck do they work?
Exactly. Make a DC 50 will say you are permanently confused.
The abilities that they gave him. Okay, the constrict looks pretty interesting. Elastic body is funny. Flower squirt. Demon clowns grow large flower-like organs on their chest. These are glands that secrete.
So they're like pasties. Acid. They're just like,
oh, God.
Oh, pasties. You can see that. But that's not the worst.
What's about math?
Yeah.
Yeah, the worst one. I have to read just this one attack, and then I'll pass it on to Aaron.
Yeah.
Pie throw. Note, pie throw. As a standard action.
Really noted.
Mr. Heck can manifest a pulpy mass of creamy goo in one hand and throw it.
Really? It just takes him a standard action? It takes me a bit longer than that.
Are you sure the Book of Erotic Fantasy
is in there? This is a ranged attack with a range increment of 10 feet and a maximum range of 100 feet.
He shoots across the room!
So he really does shoot across the room. Once he has used this ability, he may not use it again for 1d4 rounds.
So he comes back pretty quick, though.
Possibly. A creature struck by this mask must make a fortitude save or have the goo plastered to his face. He is immediately blinded and unable to speak. Well, who wouldn't be? He begins to suffocate, so he chokes on it, as the sludge clings to his mouth and nose.
You have to relax your throat.
Just a little bit. Otherwise, you'll relax. The game master should refer to the drowning rules in the DMG.
And with that note,
the save DC is charisma based, but I do want to emphasize this was a pie throw. Pie.
So what you're saying is you can drown in the demon's cream pie.
Yes. You can drown in the demon's creamy goo cream pie.
God damn it. And on that note of
potentially
ejaculating.
Get your mind out of the gutter. I said it was pie.
So, but
repeatedly.
Yeah, but as I handed Fate Worse Than Death off to somebody else, I have elected to take Continuum role playing in the yet. Mind you, this is a time travel game that both Caleb and Thad have read through and have adamantly refused to run. Because of its confusion.
Red flag!
And nothing else pretty much brought this up than the rules for frag, which is what happens when paradox occurs in this universe. So, let's going this. Description. Frag. A blatant violation of causality that causes paradox, the effect of which is called frag. In the game, frag is expressed as a number from 0 to 7. Characters all have frag ratings, but do so throughout time, throughout space-time. How does frag occur? Were a paradox allowed to grow out of control, it would frag all people and objects involved, like a chain reaction, and unravel the world. Only a sapient spanner can put a halt to a paradox in a moment early enough to contain the collapse of space-time. Sentient force must be applied to resist the sentient force that initiated the deliberate paradox.
Okay.
So, hence the occurrence of time combat. See causality and time combat for further details.
I saw that movie.
Yeah.
Roll the details.
Well, and it wasn't really that good, but it's kind of offhand. In game terms...
you gotta respect.
Yeah. In game terms, most instances of paradox, the as not, create one point of frag. The GM may determine the instance of more serious or multiple as nots are close together to creating more frag to be solved. And in addition to this, they give the three kinds of paradox. Paradoxing can be caused deliberately, accidentally, or even naturally. Deliberate paradox is the application of thought and action to bring about the frag. This is terrorism that narcissists bring, their hopes of conquest and revenge. Accidental paradox is the lack of applied thought to the need to avoid frag. This occurs when one is unprepared. Note that the efforts of deliberate paradox focus creating conditions where accidental paradox is unavoidable, i.e. the withholding or rerouting information. And finally, natural paradox means non-sentient collapses of space-time, such as black holes, geons, or the less dramatic deviations of light wave particles that occur endlessly. This is the universe's wolf and weave. It is where we dwell.
All right, so, yay, role-playing games!
Role-playing games!
Ladies and gentlemen, bid you a fond good night and a happy April Fools.
Yes.
Yay.